Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And we hope you all had a lovely half term. We are back.
We did.
And today we're going to be talking about growing your involvement in the general school by talking to performance directors. Now, this is more your field of work, isn't it, Claire?
Well, my thing is to grow my communication with other departments. And I spoke with my line lead and we had a discussion, and one of the things that we thought about was by being in touch with the different department heads and finding out what is on the curriculum for that term so that we can base the displays around that. And we're just focusing on year seven because obviously to do all of the years
would be quite difficult.
And so I contacted all of the PDs and a few of them have got back to me with what they are doing. So we're currently, we have a display for A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is what year seven are reading as part of their English mastery with English. So we've put out a few fiction books, non-fiction books, a few quotes from the play. It's quite fun, and there is an option for them to put together a fact sheet as well. And what's our next one going to be?
Our next one's going to be philosophy and ethics. And philosophy and ethics are doing arguments for the existence of God. And then the next term they're doing arguments against God. And then they're doing God in art.
Yeah.
So I've kind of mainly focused on the arguments for and against God, but then I've, for the background of the display, I've put some artwork of God just to kind of tie in what's to come.
Yeah.
And you got a really nice gold sari to make it really shine.
Because
we've tried to make this display like the focal point, like it is literally in the centre of the library.
Yeah.
So we're putting emphasis.
And students can walk around it. So.
Yeah, so it's quite interactive, 3D. It's not just like hidden away somewhere. But why year seven and not year eight, year nine, year 10?
I think we were, when I spoke with my line lead, we decided just to focus on year seven, just to sort of see what it's, how it goes really. In the future, I might choose to do year eight one term and then year nine another term and sort of split it like that. But as we're sort of in the latter part of the school
just
year
trialing
now, just trialing it with year seven. I'm sure there's other libraries that already do this, but I just wanted to improve my communication with the rest of the school and show that we've got the resources to support their curriculum.
And it's one way of just putting yourself in that network.
Yeah, absolutely. The one after philosophy and ethics is going to be a drama one, and they are looking at play scripts and things like that, so that's going to be quite fun as well. So we've also got Science Week coming up, and I've approached science and said, oh, what are you doing with year seven in Science Week? And we're just putting together a little display and a quiz around that as well.
I mean, usually we're quite lucky and we end up tying stuff that we do in here with other departments, but usually by accident.
Yeah.
It's just like coincidence.
Being more deliberate now.
Yeah. So if it's something that you do in your library, you know, please let us know ways that you do it, how you've built upon the idea, or if you've not done it yet, we'd definitely suggest.
Yeah.
It just builds a bigger profile for your library.
Yeah, I think it does. Puts you on the map a bit more.
Okay, so we had a whole week to read books.
Mm-hmm.
What did you read?
What did I read? Well, I went off to India with my books. So I did a lot of reading on the aeroplane because obviously it's quite a long flight. So going there, I read The Unpredictability of Being Human by Linni Ingemundsson. This book is based in Norway and the main character is called Malin. And she struggles to make friends and she goes to school and there's a few girls that are a bit mean to her, and she does manage to make a friend called Hannah, who's a little bit, she sounds a bit grungy, a little bit emo sort of character, and it's about their little relationship of what they do. She's also, the story kind of revolves around first kisses and things like that. But she's also got some issues going on at home. So there's some family issues with her mum ends up going away for a bit, and her dad says she's going on a business meeting, but she's not. She's got a bit of an alcohol problem and she's gone away to deal with that, and this is really upsetting for Malin, so she's dealing with that as well. And there's a tragedy in the family too that she's having to deal with. So yeah, it all sort of stems around teen issues basically. But what I like is the fact that it's been done in Norway. So
well, I took pretty much all the Excelsior comics away with me, apart from three of them because they hadn't arrived, and I cruised through all of them. There were some that I thought, I don't know why, like, it was good, but I can't see like teens enjoying it.
Right.
So for example, Conan was good, but it just, I don't know, I don't know if teenagers will really gravitate towards that one, because yeah, it's a bit more adult. And the same with Old Lady Harley. It's more like for someone my age, because there's a lot of TV references in it, and they're all for things that are like 18s or over.
Oh, right.
So I think it's all, I know the Excelsior Award's done in stages, but the black one's meant to be the ones for like,
yeah,
16 to 18. So they were good, but I don't know, they kind of missed the mark perhaps.
But you'd like to sit on that.
I would. Excelsior, get in touch. I really want
to sit on that panel,
be like,
to pick
these
the books.
Are the comics you need to choose. But Witch Hat Atelier, which is the only manga, was phenomenal. Loved it.
Oh.
And then after that, probably Buffy, because Buffy was really good, because it's Buffy,
yeah,
obviously. It's Buffy! Buffy wins because it's Buffy.
Yeah.
But yeah, the manga was really, really good. But I've still got to read Hotel Dare, Fantastic Four, and Yee?
Yeah, we haven't got Yee. Yee's
We've not
turning
got Yee
up a bit
yet.
Late,
that's like
it?
A really hard one to find.
Yeah. It's coming, hopefully.
It's coming.
Okay, my second book that I read over the half term, which was kind of on the way back home from India, was called Open Road Summer by Emery Lord. It's a book about two best friends who have lost their loves, basically, and they go on this road trip. One of the best friends is a country singer. They're only like 16, 17 years old, and she's like this famous country singer called Lila Montgomery. And all of the kids look up to her and stuff like that. So, and she's called Dee. Well, that's what she's called, but she's Delilah Montgomery. And the main character in the book, though, is called Reagan. And she went off the rails a little bit. And her boyfriend was a bit involved in drugs and stuff like that. And she got a bit involved with alcohol and ended up having, you know, she got hit by her boyfriend and broke her arm and stuff like that. So she's kind of gone on this tour as a bit of a sabbatical, really. And it's really good. I like it. It's kind of mushy in a kind of sort of way. But
I mean, you said you didn't like that Matt and Reagan got together.
Well, no, I like that Matt and Reagan got together. I was just getting cross with Reagan a little bit towards the end, because I was like, come on, give the bloke a chance, you
know. Yeah, because she like got his car towed and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper American teen movie stuff. He comes out with a boombox and she's like, nah, get your car towed.
So Matt Finch, he's 19 and he gets invited to join the tour, because it's to quash these rumours about Dee, who's like this squeaky clean country singer there's some nude photos that have come out, but they're not nude, they've been airbrushed to show, with her ex-boyfriend, who's not really an ex-boyfriend, but you know, you have to read the book and find out why. And it's good. Yeah, it's like a romance. I like a bit of a romance.
You do. You read all the romance.
But I was like, oh, just, you know.
Date him already.
Get on with it.
I guess she had trust issues.
Yeah, she did have trust issues.
She had trust issues.
Yeah. So that was Open Road Summer by Emery Lord.
And you got acid by a country music station.
Yeah, that was great.
But the strange thing about this is that we don't know how they found your tweet.
No, because
you literally just spoke about the book and not country music.
I just spoke about the book, added the author, and that was it. Because I didn't have enough room to put anything else on.
So how did the country station find us?
Yeah.
Are any theories that Emery works there?
Possibly. And yeah, they asked if I was listening to any country music while I was reading the book, and I had to mention Kacey Musgraves, because she's...
You love Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I like Kacey Musgraves, yeah.
So before we go today, because next week we'll be chatting about the book fair and World Book Day, because it is the big event next week. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to mention Emma Suffield's library.
Yes.
Now, we're so happy that Emma's doing really well. She's back in the library. That's what we like to see. But what we couldn't believe is that she got back to the library after being away for a really long time.
3 months.
And she'd left it open and it was spotless.
Yeah.
Not only was it spotless, she had presents.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
The student librarians looked after it and it was absolutely spotless. And I was laughing because a bit further down the tweet, there's this librarian who's posted a picture because she's been off for 6 weeks and basically had been trashed, which is possibly more what it would be like.
Yeah, that's what you
left the library open. I could not imagine leaving my library open.
No, there'd be a bonfire in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Possibly. They're doing like weird witchy worshipping around it, so we never come back.
Yeah, so hats off to you, Emma Suffield.
Yeah, amazing. You know. And what are the secrets of your utopia?
Yeah.
Who are these students?
I mean, my student librarians, are amazing, but I'm not sure whether I would entrust them totally with my library for 3 months.
It's amazing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What a story.
Glad to see that you're back at work, though.
So it is goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.